Welcome to Left End Back End Podcast, episode 42, Jackie Robinson. Just had to confirm, because I wasn't 100% certain for some reason. I doubted myself and thought maybe it was 48 for a second, but it's 42. Congratulations, us. Jeff, how we doing?
6 times 8 is 48, so that's all we know.
Yes, it is.
I love that movie, though. 42 is fantastic, and it makes my blood boil.
Is that Chadwick or no?
Yeah, the yeah. Bows.
May he rest.
R.I.P.
Rest. Cool. Well, we got a regular week, a little bit of a thinker of a pod this week, eh? Wouldn't you say?
I would say we've got it. It's definitely unique. It's definitely a unique thing.
Unique New York.
I actually remember that was years ago that we used to do that. Unique New York. Unique New. I can't do it.
Wow.
Unique New York. You do it.
Unique New York. Unique New York. New York.
See? And you laughed at me and yeah, whatever. Unique New York. That sucks.
Have you heard Jack Black's little thing that he does to prep himself for speaking?
I just know the
speaking.
tip of the tongue, teeth and the lips, tippity tappity.
Well, diction is done with the tip of the tongue and the teeth.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Is that what he does?
What?
That's
not what Jack Black does. He does this whole thing, though. He did it with Rhett and Link, and it was hilarious. It was really good.
He does, like, a bunch of them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, no. Sorry. He did it with the Bad Friends pod.
Mm. The Bad Friends pod. That's good. Good voice.
Puberty
boy.
Okay. Well, we got a pretty normal pod. Before we get to our Q-tip, though, Super Bowl.
Well, you know what? The Chiefs did a good job. I was very, very upset. And Josh Allen has played well, but, like, come on. How do they keep getting away with this?
It's like the Jesse Pinkman. They can't keep getting away with this.
Although, I have never been more confident, which this is going to hurt me again. I already know it is. I've never been more confident in a team in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs than I am with the Eagles right now. Because
really?
They look like they're moving at all cylinders. Saquon is an absolute monster. 55 points in a playoff game? Crazy.
Did they peak too early?
No, I think they peaked just right. They just proved to everyone we got what it takes on both sides of the ball.
So I was phrasing with Sean after the game. I was like, looking at this matchup, offensive line, advantage Eagles. Defensive line. Advantage Eagles. Linebackers, a little bit of an advantage Eagles, not that much of a difference, but advantage Eagles.
Sure.
Secondary,
that's close. A close one.
Close, but advantage Eagles. So that's four category, or four second, or what am I saying?
Four
groups.
4 points.
I don't know. Units.
Four levels, yeah.
Yeah. Special teams, advantage Chiefs. I think the Chiefs get that advantage. So it's 1-4. Skill positions, advantage Eagles. Head coach, advantage Chiefs. Quarterback, advantage Chiefs.
Whoa!
So Chiefs
whoa,
have
wait. That's
don't,
close because
don't,
the rushing of Jalen Hurts is,
don't
cannot be no.
Don't
you can't just say
don't.
That so quickly.
Yeah.
You didn't say you said Patrick Mahomes.
Are you kidding me, Jeff?
Don't look at the numbers, dude. Go look at everything in this season. No.
Go look at the last 7 seasons, Jeffrey, and tell me that Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback than Patrick Mahomes. Are you kidding me?
I'm not judging the last 7 seasons. I'm judging right now.
Yes, right now.
Patrick Mahomes.
Who is playing better football?
A potentially hurt ankle.
Nope. He's good.
Yep.
He's healthy. Jalen Hurts is coming back from a concussion. If anybody's injured, it's more Jalen Hurts.
Just fine.
No, we're not doing this.
No, I don't buy that. You know, Jalen Hurts is just a toss away quarterback.
He's not a toss away.
You were like,
but he is not better than Mahomes.
He's been
quarterback and head coach are clearly advantage Chiefs.
No, head coach, I'll give you that. But
who has carried the Eagles all season long? It's Saquon. Course,
obviously, when you have a great running back, it's gonna look good. But it's not just that.
No, it's not just that.
Well, then here we go.
That is a huge factor. The advantage is with the Chiefs in the quarterback, special teams, and head coach. That's it. Everything else is advantage Eagles. So, I think the Chiefs are.
It's close. Like, if you're going to give the quarterback position.
If you're going to give percentage odds, Chiefs are like a 45% odds to me. Eagles 55. It's just how I'm feeling going into it.
However, it's closer than you're making it sound at the quarterback position.
Okay, just like you could say that the Chiefs' defensive line is also good, but like,
it's close.
Right, but the point is, who has the advantage? That's what I'm saying.
You gave it no thought besides. All right. Oh, obviously.
Go wax your jizz hole and figure it out.
You bleeped that for way too long. There's a lot you could have said. My imagination is running amok.
It's running amok. Anyways, speaking of bleeping it out,
amok.
our question of the pod this week.
Okay.
Oh dear. Don't ask me where this thought process came from, but if you had to give yourself a name, what would it be?
Oh, what name?
A name.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, I wasn't looking and reading your lips.
Yeah.
Okay. I would just say my name would be...
Because isn't it something about like something related to the street you grew up on?
There's always funny
things. Or is that your DJ name?
They always say something like that. Mine would be more along the lines of... Red Rocket or
the Pocket Red Rocket.
The Pocket Red Rocket.
what was the name of your first pet?
Major.
Oh, and what was the street you grew up on? Like the majority of
it
your
was
life.
Rim Lane. The moment I thought, I was like, no.
Yes.
No.
What a great name. Major Rim Lane.
No. Major
or
Rim?
Just be
that's
Major
horrible.
Rim. Yeah.
That's
Major
horrible.
Rim. That's a great name.
That's truly awful.
That's a good one. I like it.
Ugh.
I grew up on Silver Hill Circle. And my first pet was Henry. So I'd be Henry Silver.
That's actually good. That's like a real name, but like still a good alter ego.
Yeah.
All right. I also could do What Street We Live On Now, which would be I'd be Major Vance Jackson. That's the name of our street, so.
Well, I'd be
Don't look up where we live.
I'd be a Deer Horn.
These names work too well, honestly.
Wait, hold on.
No. Hold on.
Dear Horn Henry.
No, please.
Oh, speaking of which, though, I've for some reason it's come up in my suggested reels, and it's elk and deer shedding their antlers. It is so cool.
It's like the velvety fur, like...
Yeah, like, it looks so painful. They say it doesn't hurt them, but also, are any of the scientists actual, like, bucks?
Well, Dr.
Like, no, I don't think so.
Dr. Doolittle, he's been asking them.
True. Which one, though? Eddie or Robert?
Well, Dr. Doomy Decimal System.
Well, Dr. Doom.
Well, Dr... No,
whom? It's Dr. Whom.
Dr. Whom.
Next.
Not Dr. Who. It's Dr. Whom.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Because we a professional podcast over here. You know what I mean?
Well, who, what, when, where, and why do I... Spy Kids?
Oh, my goodness.
Remember some good old Spy Kids when it's Floop?
Floop is Dr. a madman. Help us save
Floop
us.
Floop is a madman. Help us save us.
Oh, madman. Wow. Sorry, I said bad.
Minion. Love me some Minion.
Wow.
The third brain lives.
That song that you just sang, though, just like it like took a second, and then all of a sudden I was like, I remember that now. Oh my word.
That's dude, crazy. Really good.
Yeah.
Well, do I have a? You have a fact for you.
Oh, you got a fact for us. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Chiefs related, actually.
Ooh.
Because they won and they're going to the Super Bowl, I had to pull one that just proves how absolutely ridiculous their run this season has been in a few ways. Not only that it was unexpected by everyone except for you, apparently, who predicted that they would go undefeated except for the Broncos game, and it was almost exactly that, but also...
Well, I read the script, so...
Yeah, you talked to freaking Adam Silver. Wait, wrong person. Roger Goodell.
Adam Schefter.
Well, Shefty.
Okay. Well, Adam Shine.
Ooh, well, Adam Levine.
Ooh, well, Adam and Eve.
Well, Adam and Steve.
Ooh, well, Steve Jobs.
Well, Steve Irwin.
Well, Steve Carell.
You got me. That was good.
Wow. You could have gone Steve Rogers.
I could have, but I was thinking of Bindi Irwin, which was Steve Irwin's daughter. And then I was like, Mork and Mindy. But then I was like, none of this relates, so...
It's okay. Got there.
This fact, you've probably already seen a little bit of it, but it's actually absurd. This was as of Christmas Day of last month. This was the stat. Teams to score 30 points or fewer in each game. There were four teams that had scored 30 points or fewer in every single game in the season up to that point.
Yep, until the AFC Championship,
Giants,
finally.
The Giants... were 2-13 in those games.
Yep.
The Raiders were 3-12 in those games. The Patriots were 3-12 in those games, and the Chiefs were 14-1 in those games.
Yep.
That is diabolical. I mean, obviously that attests
okay,
to their
but
defense.
They scored 29 points a lot. They scored 30 points, I think,
a
twice.
Couple times. Yeah.
Yeah, so they didn't exceed 30 points.
That's crazy.
They fit
still
the stat to be that crazy, yes, but like it is crazy.
But one loss, their only loss besides the end of the season was to a team, and that was it, of 30 or less. That's unbelievable. And then they've won 19 consecutive one-score games.
Yeah.
19 in a row, though, an NFL record. I can't. This is an insane run.
That is unprecedented in the history of the NFL.
President Lincoln.
Fair.
Double win.
Okay. Are you ready for my segment?
Yes. Yeah, sure.
Since the NFL is about to end, and I wanted to get another NFL segment because I love the NFL. I know more about it than I know about any other sport, probably. I wanted to go over team origins and how they got their names.
Okay.
So we know some of them. We talked about some of them. So we're just going to kind of just walk through it alphabetically. So the Arizona Cardinals, how did they get their name?
The state bird of Arizona is a cardinal?
No, they were initially in Chicago before they moved to St. Louis in 1960, and then they moved to Arizona in 1988. And so they were the Chicago Cardinals, and then... In 1901, they chose cardinal red as their color, and that's how they gave the team their name, was after a color.
Okay.
So, because it's a very wimpy bird, you know?
Yeah, it's just like, it pee 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 pee.
It's like, it pepe le pew.
Pepe le pew?
Yeah.
Is that your French accent?
The Pepe Le Pew in the Wimbenyama made the All-Star game. Ooh, speaking of which, I finished Haunting in Venice.
Oh, you did? The show or the movie?
The movie.
Okay.
Not gonna lie, I was feeling a little bit scared there for a couple minutes.
You were a little scared?
I was by myself and I was just like, I know there's gonna be a jump scare here. And
you and Devin are like that. You guys get a little jump scared.
But like, I enjoy it, but like, I also do get a little bit scared, and I'm like, I know I'm gonna get like, scared right now.
Like, what are we? She's like, gonna scare me right now.
I pulled the blanket up over my chin, and I was like, whoa.
Just get, don't get vulnerable.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's nice.
The Baltimore Ravens, you know, because of?
Because of the Raven.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Because of the Raven poem.
Yep, correct. The Atlanta Falcons, let's see.
I don't know this at all.
It was like a fan submission, and they said that the Falcon is proud and dignified with great courage and fight. It never drops its prey. It is deadly and has great sporting tradition.
Yeah.
So that was a fan artist. Submission, essentially. The Buffalo Bills.
Do you have a little beef with this?
The city of Buffalo is
But the Bills,
their mascot is
Buffalo Bill. Why is
their mascot is a bill? But or like it's a they're buffalo. The Bills. What is a bill?
Yeah, well, I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill.
Well,
and I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill.
I'm just a kid, and my life is a nightmare.
Ooh, Cheaper by the Dozen.
Yeah, Paisley loves that movie.
I love that movie.
Okay, so it was a fan contest in 1947. They were originally known as the Bisons.
Yep.
So, the Buffalo Bisons, they got their mascot correct. And then in 1947, a fan contest renamed it the Bills after Buffalo Bill Cody.
Man, why are all these fan contests? They didn't just trust somebody to do it. They were like, who? Yeah. Let's have fans choose it so we don't have to do the work.
Well, I mean, in 1947, did they really have much marketing or...
It was mostly just a war.
Yeah.
Happening. So right. They were like, what do we have to worry about?
Yeah. Carolina Panthers.
Oh, because it's in North Carolina and the panther is prevalent in the Appalachians.
Well, the panther is like a leopard, except it hasn't been peppered.
Shut up. I hate that you said that. You said it with such disdain for me because I know you were just trying to be annoying.
It
hasn't been peppered.
It was the son of the team owner. He chose the Panthers because their family name signifies what a team should be. Powerful, sleek, and strong, which is a panther.
Sure.
Yeah. So again, not that interesting.
Not that interesting.
Yeah, and you're like, okay, like, boring, whatever.
Could have been much better than this.
Right. Chicago Bears.
I had no idea.
So after they left and moved to St. Louis as the Chicago Cardinals, and then the St. Louis Cardinals, and then the Arizona Cardinals. Isn't that interesting? St. Louis Cardinals football team and baseball team. Weird. In 1921, the team they moved to Chicago and kept their name, the Decatur Staleys, a charter member of the American Football Professional Association. Moved to Chicago, kept their name as a nod to the team's sponsor. But then when George Halas purchased the team, he changed it to the Bears since they played their games where the Cubs played their games. So the Cubs and the Bears played in the same stadium back then.
Cool.
The Cubs or the Bears played at Wrigley Field.
They played at Wrigley?
Yep. And then and now they are going to be building their own new stadium. So that's interesting.
Are you going through all 32 of these?
Sure.
Okay.
Or should I not?
I would go through your favorites. Some of these are, but some of these are kind of like. Eh.
Well, I thought that one was kind of cool because the Bears.
Anyway, I think you should share your top 10 best ones from the rest of this list that you really like. Like just kind of scan them as you go and see which ones you like a lot.
Bengals. Because... Bengals. Stupid. They like just chose a name. No reason at all. the Cleveland Browns named it after Paul Brown.
Paul Brown?
Yeah, their first coach and general manager, Paul Brown. So they named the team after him. So dumb.
National treasure right there.
Cowboys were originally going to be the Rangers.
Yep, Texas stuff.
But then they changed it to the Cowboys, which is interesting because the Texas Rangers are in Dallas.
Yeah.
Or they're in DFW.
They're on Dallas.
They're on Dallas. That's right.
On that's Dallas.
Denver Broncos. It's a fan contest.
Another one. Okay.
Yep. But their colors. Do you know why their colors are their colors?
Because of the sunset.
Because of the Colorado sunsets over the Rocky Mountains.
You're, really cool. You're the one who told me that.
The Detroit Lions.
The Lions, like a mountain lion.
And what I'm finding interesting is that a lot of these teams chose their name based off of their MLB city partner.
Hmm.
They already had the Detroit Tigers, so they went with the Lions to be kind of similar.
These feel so like there should be a better story behind them, and it's just like, that was it?
Yeah, and that's just like how
they got there. The history of an entire football team that's worth millions, hundreds of millions of dollars is based off of...
Like the Portland Trailblazers, I think they have a really cool name.
Yeah, because it makes sense.
Like the Lakers were originally in Michigan, which makes sense. Minnesota.
Land of Lakes. Land of Lakes.
Green Bay Packers, named after the Acme Packing Company.
The Fudge Packers. Wait.
Yep. Houston Texans.
That is. Even those Oilers.
They were going to rename them to the Desperados. They were going to name them the Desperados.
Hmm.
But then the owner chose the Texans over the Apollos and the Stallions were the other names that they came down to. Pause.
Hmm. Pause.
The Colts were initially in Baltimore and then they moved to Indianapolis, but I don't know why they were the Colts. They were just named that.
They're Colts.
Jaguars was a fan contest in 91. The Kansas City Chiefs were named after their owner, Lamar Hunt, because they were originally the Dallas Texans.
The Dallas Texans.
The Chiefs were Texans, which is weird. Then they moved to Kansas City in 1963. The owner changed their team to the Chiefs after considering the Royals, which was one of his team name options.
Well, we better be Royals.
Royals.
Oh, nice. Tenor.
Ended up becoming the MLB team. And then it was after the Kansas City mayor, H. Roe Bartle, whose nickname was the Chief.
That's quite the name. H. Yep. Roe Bartle.
Yeah.
Like Bartleby?
Bartleby. What's that?
Bartleby. It just sounds like a name from a movie or TV show. Hey, Bartleby.
Okay.
I don't know. That's what it sounds like.
Chargers. Let's see.
Los Angeles Chargers.
Yep. Sorry.
Because of the electricity? Because they were a high-powered town?
No. This is hilarious. I forgot. So they were, trying to come up with, a story behind it, but it was really just because the owner wanted to use, the chant, "Charge!"
That's so stupid.
And he's
stupid.
Like, you know what? The Chargers would be kind of cool. And that was in 1960.
And then they're like, hey, let's just fake what it was actually for and make it as a logo of an electric charge, because that has nothing to do with what it was originally.
Exactly.
They don't have anyone running or a crowd storming. It's just a actual electric bolt. That's crazy.
Yep. The Rams were because their principal owner and general manager had a football team that was the Rams. And by football, I mean football. Wow, you're so bored of this segment.
Football.
Just,
I'm tired.
I'm just entertaining the audience here by myself.
Shut up.
Dolphins are because they're the smartest and fastest creature in the sea, according to their owner, Joe Robbie. The Vikings, it was a Nordic tradition in the northern Midwest, and they wanted it to be an aggressive character to represent the people that were also that way. So that one actually kind of
Vikings fits.
Makes sense. I also low-key really like the Vikings jerseys.
Loki?
Yeah.
The Thor and Loki?
Yeah.
Yeah, Vikings are pretty smooth with a little cloud.
Patriots is kind of self-explanatory. It actually kind of makes sense.
It works.
Patriots and Vikings are the two few ones where you're oh, okay. Yeah, you're kind of representing the people of that area.
Yeah.
Back in the day. The Nolan Saints, I think it's a great team name.
Yeah, and the Saints fits that area.
Yeah, it fits the
very religious style.
Shoot, what's it called? The fleur-de-lis.
Fleur-de-lis.
Because there are a lot of French nods to Nylons. New York Giants. It was their baseball team name, and then he changed it to a football team name.
He was like, all right, let's just do Giants.
So dumb.
That's so dumb. That's so dumb.
The Jets were because of a jet.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought that that would, because it was like, they were going to play in Shea Stadium, which was close to LaGuardia.
Okay.
And so it was like the modern approach of the team to be like fast and powerful. Because like when a jet does a flyover, like it actually is really powerful and really cool.
And they cursed them by doing that, I think.
Did they?
Because now they suck.
They've sucked for a long time. The Jets and Giants have made the playoffs once in the last 15 seasons.
Yeah, and the Jets have the longest playoff
drought. Or something like that.
All major teams in the entire North American continent.
Sorry, playoff wins.
Oh, playoff wins, yes.
Yeah, they have one win. The Raiders... What was it? Sorry.
For the...
Because they were Oakland at first.
Oakland Raiders.
He said that they wanted to abandon the name, and then he goes, that's no good. We don't have the accent mark for the N in our headline type. So he changed it to something that he could type out.
Raiders.
Like, they were going to be something else with a little, like, accent over the N. What's it called? What's that little accent called? Like a Nunez like, or something.
Yeah, it's, like, called an umlaut or...
Oh, Master like Oogway. Oogway.
Master Umlau. No, I don't know.
Oh, it was... okay, yeah, that's what it was. It was going to be the Seniors because the San Diego Padres. Seniors.
Oh, okay.
So how dumb is that? It was gonna, like,
the I Padres, am. So these the names... Seniors,
and they could
these names.
And they couldn't type out with the little accent, so they just changed it to the Raiders. And
so they changed it to the Raiders so they wouldn't have that problem. That's so dumb.
Yep. Eagles and Steelers are both self-explanatory. The 49ers were after the 1849 Gold Rush. I think that's a very silly team name, though.
Yeah, like, oh, like, let's talk about something that didn't really work that well. Most people failed and died.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Seahawks, Jeff, why were they called the Seahawks?
Oh, because of this, there's, you know, it's the birds that look like well, there's the seagulls that are all over the place, but...
Because there's not a bird that's actually a Seahawk. It's
not really a Seahawk, aren't real, but
yep.
It looks cool.
Our new name suggests aggressiveness, reflects our soaring Northwest heritage, and belongs to no other major league team.
That was their third reason, because no one else had
exactly.
It.
Like, I love that all of these are so lame.
It's the qualifying reason. I love it, but also no one else has it, so let's take it. Like, yep. What? You're going to come up with anything like the, you know, the Kodiaks? There's like a million things you could do.
Yeah. The Buccaneers was a fan contest, but because
another one.
Because they're right on the Gulf, so it kind of makes a little bit of sense with like the Pirates. The Tennessee Titans wanted to reflect a new nickname to reflect strength, leadership, and other heroic qualities because they were no longer the Oilers. Yeah, but they were the other names in consideration, the Tornadoes, the Copperheads, the South Stars, and the Wranglers.
I think Titans are better than all of them, so.
And the worst one of all, Jeff.
Wait, let me think. The worst one of all of these?
Yep.
The one that we haven't named yet.
Exactly. The Washington Commandos.
Oh, yeah. Horrible. Horrible.
Yeah, which is the newest team name. I mean, it's not that bad, but it is at the same time.
It's bad.
It's like an XFL it's team just name.
It's like a placeholder. We're like, for now.
I liked the football team.
They don't really care.
Just like how our rec league team was the red team.
Yeah, the red. We were the red team.
Yeah, I thought that was clever, but
for a rec league intramural team, yeah, it worked.
And then we were the blue team.
Red team and the blue team. No, the blue team.
All right, thank you for enduring with me. I thought those were super interesting. I had a fun time.
So like half of those were like fan contests and like. oh, all right, we have a football team like that, so let's do this, or a baseball team like that. Yep. And then the other half actually had something related to it.
I liked the Chiefs one, that it was named after the mayor of Kansas City.
Yeah.
Like, his nickname was the Chief, and so it's not a Native American. It's not a Native American thing, even though they do use the Arrowhead logo, but...
Well, over there you found some Shoshone arrowheads. Name the movie. That's Napoleon Dynamite.
What?
Napoleon Dynamite, when he's at the...
That's what he says?
He says, over there is where I found those Shoshone arrowheads.
That's what he says.
Yeah, it's like gibberish. I'm saying it way more pronounced than he says.
Yeah,
that
you
guy
are.
Mumbles it so much. He goes, and then he's drinking the milk, and there's like eggs in it, and he's like, ugh, and he's almost throwing up. Really disgusting.
Wow.
But I love me some.
I did not know that's what he said.
The Shoshone arrowheads.
Okay, well, Jeff, what's your segment?
This is actually fun. It's actually not going to be too long.
Okay.
But it's fun. Okay, you're going to have to do a little bit of memory reminding, and you know, I'm not going to have it written. I had it. I was starting to write it out on a Google Doc, but I just decided, you know, this doesn't really need one. Okay?
Okay.
So this is called End of the World. Okay, end of the world. Your job, you're going to have... Let's see if I get this right. You're going to have four different categories. Okay? You have four different categories. You have $15. $15.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Four categories, $15, end of the world. Okay, I'm
going to
give you each category with prices from $5, $4, $3, $2, and $1.
Okay.
And but you don't know what the categories are, so you don't know what's coming up next. So you don't know when to save up some money for maybe the next thing. But you got to be strategic, and then we'll get a vote, and we'll see if you think you would, how long you would survive. Okay?
Okay.
So this is the end of the world, zombie apocalypse. Okay?
Okay.
Zombie apocalypse. That's our scenario. Right? So, first thing that you're deciding is you're picking a partner.
Ooh.
That is going to be with you, okay?
And I have 15 bucks between four categories.
15 bucks for four
or
categories.
Or five categories. Okay, sweet.
Four. Okay, so for $5, you can pick Joe Rogan. For $4, you can pick Jackie Chan. For $3, you can pick Ryan Reynolds. For $2, Albert Einstein. And $1, a mailman.
Why is Albert Einstein only $2? Because he's dead?
No, he's Albert Einstein. It's just Albert Einstein when he's alive. It's a zombie apocalypse, so you pick who you want your partner to be for a zombie apocalypse. Anything goes, really. You can go whatever tactic you want.
Yeah, well,
but
I mean,
Joe Rogan,
Jackie Chan's dope, but also, like, I would die before Jackie Chan would die. I'm gonna go with Ryan Reynolds. Not just because he's dreamy and attractive.
You think he could help defend you with yourself?
But because he's witty enough and funny enough that, like, we would enjoy our time together. And also, like, potentially be able to work as a team. Like, he's a normal dude. He's not shrimpy. He's not...
Sure.
Like...
He's older.
He's not fat and obese. And I think that I could outrun him. So...
Okay. Those are your reasons.
Yeah.
NFL owner, you seem to have all these different tactics, but the last one is, I could outrun him. That's
exactly.
The real reason. Okay.
Exactly.
You could have picked Einstein then. Okay.
Yeah.
So $3 subtracted, you're down to 12 bucks for three more categories. Your second category is your weapon of choice.
Okay.
Okay. This is your weapon to defend yourself. For $5, you get a lightsaber. For $4, you get a machete. For $3, a spiked bat. For $2, a crowbar. And $1, a sharpened pencil.
This is very easy, because all the items suck except for one. However, can we just note for a second
that machete's like not that bad. We've seen.
Dude, I'm gonna cut myself with a dadgum machete. If I'm trying to swing this thing at
you
zombies...
You think you won't end up accidentally slicing or impaling yourself with a lightsaber at some point?
I'm sure
you're
I will.
Your mind.
I'm
you're
sure
not
I
a
will,
Jedi
but...
Master. You have a better chance of killing yourself with that than you have with a machete.
True, but a machete would take actual, like, strength to slice through something. and I'm gonna hurt myself.
But Jedi, you
and,
just
and I'm gonna run. Run. And if I'm running, I'm running with a freaking machete. Whereas a lightsaber, I can at least make it smaller and just carry my little thing. But also, what like the spiked. I don't know. The spiked bat. I don't know. I don't know what is it.
Yeah, at least bat. You can make it smaller and carry your little thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Pause.
A spiked bat. If I swing it and hit it into a zombie, it's not just going to bounce off. Like, it's going to be stuck in that zombie's head, and I'm going to have to, like, yank it out.
Sure.
And so it's going to be, right. like, a lot of effort to, like, it's not that useful if you think about it.
It's more useful than... A pencil. More useful than some of these.
All right, so Ryan Reynolds and I, we've got our lightsabers.
Your lightsaber, okay. So you,
but
you
also, chose. Like...
No, you are the only one who gets the lightsaber. Okay, he doesn't get one.
Great. Can we just acknowledge, though, that, like, a lightsaber would be so sick to have? Like,
it would be crazy. It's every guy's dream to have a lightsaber, a real one.
Also, Luke, just use the dadgum lightsaber to heat yourself up, man. Like, when you're inside of that thing.
I don't know if it works that way.
Dude, lightsabers are...
Plasma with the kyber crystal? I don't know how much heat it actually gives off.
How much heat do lightsabers...
This is really interesting, because I don't think they give off very much heat. Otherwise, it would be too powerful around people, because that much plasma would melt.
Lightsaber blades reach temperatures of tens of thousands of degrees, allowing them to cut through almost anything with ease.
But around it, do you think that heat radiates too fast? Because your hand would burn off if you had to use a lightsaber.
Yeah, but I'm sure that you could at least like hold it up and just like get a little bit of heat to warm yourself up or melt the snow around you. I don't know.
Maybe.
Plot holes. I don't know.
There are plot holes, for sure. I just never thought of it as being like a main heat source.
Yeah.
Feels like the heat dissipates too fast. Okay, so now you're down to $7. For the next two categories.
Okay.
So you picked your major weapon, it looks like. Your big one.
Yep.
Your next item is your defensive item, okay? You're just using this as your defense, not to attack. Okay? With $5, you have an Iron Man suit with no weaponry on it. It's just the Iron Man suit by itself.
Wait, but can it move?
You can walk in it. You can't fly. You can just walk.
Because remember when in Iron Man 1 when he's trying to walk and he... It's going so slow.
It's
because
his suit's all broke.
It's so heavy.
Yeah. So this is just the normal Iron Man suit, but there's no flying capabilities, no weapons. It's just the suit. Okay. For $4, you get a knight's shield. A big one.
Okay.
For $3, you get a bulletproof vest. For $2, you get catcher's gear, baseball catcher's gear. And for $1, you get a wool sweater. $7.
Sorry, what was the $3 one?
$3 one's a bulletproof vest, $2 catcher's gear, and $1 wool sweater.
I mean, I'm between the catcher's gear and the bulletproof vest.
What's the bulletproof vest going to do?
It would protect me from other people in the apocalypse that would be like trying to kill me or shoot me or something. Okay. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So I think I'm leaning that way because the catcher's gear might be helpful, but it also might be... I don't know. I
feel like it's more helpful, in my opinion, having all of those padding. If they try to bite you, with that,
there's nothing on your arms. Catcher's gear is just
you have a little pad, right?
Nope, it's just the chest plate and the knees.
Chest plate and the mask.
And the mask, true. The mask,
which is big for
the mask. I'm the mask.
No, Dora the Explorer. All
right, I'm gonna go with the bulletproof vest. Yep. So and that leaves me $4 left for...
That leaves you $4.
Yep.
Okay. Well, your last place is your base location.
Mm.
Okay? This is where you're going to be camped out whenever you
mm-hmm.
want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Number five, with $5, what you could have had if you had stuck with catcher's gear. $5 is a castle with a moat and one entrance.
Yep, that would have been good.
Number four is a prison. $4. Number $3 is a bunker. $2 is a house. And $1 is the beach.
What kind of bunker? Like a war bunker?
A normal bunker. Yeah. Not anything fancy. It's like, not like a like government
on,
bunker.
Like on Pebble Beach, like that kind of bunker, or like
what? Yeah, that's basically the beach.
Yeah, it's just like a more hole. It's a more dugout beach.
To be fair, who is gonna look in a bunker? What zombie's gonna be on a golf course? Like, and then you just pop out of the bunker thinking you're safe, and he's like,
lightsaber sliced.
Yeah, so you're like hole in one, just hit his head into the, yeah. Yeah, no, I don't think that would work. But an actual bunker, I'd say like one that a normal person would build. Yeah. You know. Like a tornado bunker, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You're protected, but it's not like it'll last forever.
Well, okay. I mean, the best answer probably is the prison. However, I kind of just want to go with a normal home. Cuz a prison's too big. And like,
that's fair.
Like I know the security is good, but like,
there's a lot also, of entrances to a prison.
Also, yeah, and a little bit scary.
It is spooky in there.
A little bit scary.
But you also could you could get into any one of those bars and just close it real quick to protect yourself if you ever need to, if anything ever did get in. But you would also be locked in, and you wouldn't be able to get out unless you had your weapon, which your lightsaber. You could just stab through it to kill those zombies.
That's true. I could just put it in and just go inside.
Yeah, you could. And then wait till they're gone. So, but also your house, however, once it's broken, there's no bars or anything.
That's true. But I think that I could potentially barricade my house and just leave like two entrances. And then Ryan and I can, you know, monitor each of the entrances. And you know, at least we might have a TV and watch something together and hang out.
Watch some Deadpool with them.
Yeah, or watch
critique his character.
Watch some Sister to the Traveling Pants, you know?
Oh, for his wife?
Yeah, Blake.
Yeah, somebody that ends with us. Wait, too
Blakely.
Soon.
Wait, what? Blakely.
What?
I oh, said, apparently she's them. Getting sued.
That's what I said. It ends with us. Oh, wait.
Is that what she's getting sued about?
That's the movie on the guy that's suing.
Yeah, I only just recently heard about it, but.
Well, so you're finished with this, and your final team is Ryan Reynolds is your partner with a lightsaber, obviously.
Yeah.
The bulletproof vest, which I don't think that's really... In the scheme of all of this, that's going to be the least used thing. Because you're going to have all these other things to try to protect you, and I just don't think bulletproof vest, you're going to want to wear it all day. And if you're not around other people very often, unless Ryan Reynolds turns on you...
Yeah,
probably true. Not going to...
He doesn't have a lightsaber, so...
And if you had catcher's gear, it may be helped, and you could have been in a castle with one entrance.
Yeah, if I would have done the catcher's gear, I would have done the castle easy. But I think I'm okay with the house.
King of the castle. King of the castle. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Not a bad team. Not a bad team.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's get into the draft, which I have no idea where you're going to go with this thing. And it doesn't really matter.
This is so
fun. We can just go back and forth instead of snaking this one. But,
yeah, no, this is fun back and forth.
You presented this to me, and I've been thinking about it all day, and I'm not clever enough. So
I've been thinking of these for a little while, but I was like, I'll give him some heads up.
I enlisted the help of ChatGPT to come up with some clever ones, and so that's why I'm going with this thing. Yeah.
Okay, well, cool. Because these are so creative. What we're doing for our draft today, and this is less about a draft and more just really, it's kind of a segment wrapped into a draft.
Yeah.
And we're making phrases that should exist but don't. And I'd love to hear any example you could use for these, like what you would use this for in the case of using it, because that just is more fun. Like what's the point? You know, what's the backstory to this? Because if I've said like, you know, time heals all wounds.
Right.
We kind of know that one makes more sense. Like, yeah, you know, you just need some time that can make everything go away. But some of these are crazier, like curiosity killed the cat, but, you know, there's another part of that.
Also, what's the other I'm second very part curious that, where, but you can't skin the cat without some bleach.
No. Or, no.
I don't know.
Say that like you knew what
I am curious where a lot of these sayings originated from, you know?
I had a book of sayings before from like years ago, and I remember reading some of these, and they were like super strange. Like, some of them were like from the 14th century. Some had been around since like before Bible times. Like, it was old. What are you looking up?
Oh, nothing.
Okay. So you want me to go first, or do you want to have the first pick? Since
yeah, my you go first because I want to see where you're going with it. Because mine are like a couple of them are like kind of serious, kind of funny.
Okay, my first one's gonna be in this instance is you only drink what you pour.
Okay.
You only drink what you pour. Like
that's a great one.
You can only give yourself so much of what you put into a cup, like, and you can only enjoy that much with how much you put in. So hey, like someone's like, you know, I want to get this job, but like I have to do all this, you know, put all these applications out. I'm like, hey, you only drink what you pour, so you gotta get what you gotta get.
Okay,
that just seems to work, and it should be a phrase. That should be a phrase.
It should be. That's good. Okay, cool. Well, I didn't know if you were going funny or serious with these,
dude. There's funny and serious.
And one of these came from an interview today.
Really?
Yeah, like he said it, and after you told me about this draft idea, I wrote it down, and I'll give this guy credit after the podcast. I'll tell you who it is. But it's life is not a straight line.
Huh. Interesting. Okay, life is not straight line. I feel like that is like a connected to a different phrase that exists.
It might be, but that's what he said, and so I was like, you know what, I'm gonna give you credit for it.
Life doesn't move in a straight line or something.
Yeah, like. It's going to go, it's going to have its ups and downs, it's going to have its peaks and valleys, and it's also not going to be rolling. Like, you're going to have, like, a spike and a drop, but then you will roll. And so it's just not a straight line. You can't expect your life to be linear.
Sure. It works.
Yeah.
It totally works. So, yeah, that's like, dude, life's not a straight line. You got to roll with it.
Yeah.
All right, not bad. I'll take it. Okay.
Not great, but it's not bad.
I actually saw this from, we had a banana on our counter, and it made me think of this. So this one would be, the freshest fruit spoils the slowest. Freshest fruit. Okay. So the fruit that you just picked takes the longest to spoil. Like, you just picked it compared to the one that's been picked and waited. So, you know, the stuff you've got rolling, like, get that rolling now, because the stuff that's just been sitting, waiting, is going to spoil much faster, and it's not going to work out more quickly. Like, if you have stuff just you've been waiting to do, that's going to spoil more quickly. The freshest sprout? Wait.
I just had a stroke.
You just had a stroke.
The freshest fruit. Spoils the slowest
because you just picked it, so it's going to take the longest to spoil.
Yeah, I like that. There's an accounting term for that, and that's called LIFO.
LIFO?
Last in, first out.
Oh, okay.
All right, cool. My next one is a little bit funny, thanks ChatGPT, and it's don't sweat the small stuff. Just sweat enough to stay healthy and avoid awkward situations.
Wait, so the first one is don't sweat the small stuff, which is already kind of a phrase, but then. Yeah.
But it's just sweat enough to stay healthy and avoid awkward situations.
Just sweat enough to stay healthy.
Because if you don't sweat, your body's not working the way it's supposed
to. That's really true. You have to find a healthy medium. Like, don't sweat the small stuff, but also sweat just enough to stay healthy. And wow, okay, ChatGPT.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, ChatGPT needs to work harder to sound more human.
Yeah, well,
that sounds too well written. Wow. All right.
Okay.
Not bad.
What do you got next?
Okay. Next one I've got is, let's see which one I want to use. I had a couple. Shaking a flat soda. I actually just tried. Yeah. So I tried. Yep.
I've heard that phrase before, actually.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Well,
is that
real?
Because we had
it's somebody said it in a podcast as a phrase that doesn't actually exist.
Oh, because we had the Pepsi Nitro.
Oh, yeah.
And
gross.
It's kind of flat, but also it's got bubbles. It's just micro bubbles. Long story short, you can shake it, but it doesn't really matter because of the way that the bubbles are. So it just stays flat, and so when I was, like, Emily had shaken a little bit, and I was like, wait, don't do that, but then I was like, it's not gonna do anything.
Yeah.
But also, like, don't shake a flat soda. Don't expect something to come out of it. Like, it's already done. You don't need to shake it and get it all messed up. Like, it's already pointless. Like, you know, what's the point in doing it, going after it? Like, someone says, hey, you know, I've got I'm gonna be 30 minutes late to my interview. Like, hey, don't shake a flat soda.
Yeah.
Like,
no, it's good.
It's there's no point. You're gonna be late.
Okay, I like that. My next one's a little bit silly. It's don't take life too seriously. Nobody makes it out alive.
Nobody makes it out alive? That's dark.
It is.
It's like, oh, don't take life too seriously. Nobody makes it out alive.
Hey, don't take life too seriously, man. Nobody makes it out alive.
That's like ChatGPT giving you a threat as an AI model. Like, it's
don't,
on its
way. Don't talk about models, Jeff. You're married.
Which, well, my babysitter was a model when I was growing up. And she married an Arabian prince.
No way.
She became a billionaire Arabian princess.
You're absolutely lying.
Name Alwa Shaka Khan or Alwa Abu Khan.
You're making this up.
Okay, how about this? Type in the name Kendra Spears right now. Type in the name. Tell me what shows up. Tell me what comes up.
Princess.
Huh?
Yep.
And who is this?
Former fashion model.
Huh?
Born in Seattle, Washington. She's 36. Huh? She's 5'10".
Yeah, and she also was my babysitter.
And they got married. Oh, they got divorced.
They got divorced.
In 2022. But
he was the son of the billionaire.
Oh my god.
And he was a prince, and she was a princess. She had to change her name.
And they had kids.
And she was on literally like the runways in Europe. She was the next Cindy Crawford. And she was my babysitter, and her younger sister was my sister's best friend.
Wow.
And she would babysit us all the time. And then she became famous.
And that was your first crush?
I don't even remember. It was so long ago. But yes.
Exactly. Okay, well, you learned something new.
In your face. So don't you dare try to say I did. I'm just, oh, you're just lying. No, okay, no. She was very rich and famous.
Very rich.
And princess. She became a princess.
I hate to see that divorce settlement. Holy cow.
She's like Meghan Markle.
Nice. All right, what do you got next?
Okay, let's see. I've got running on a treadmill with track shoes or spikes or something. I don't know what the right phrase would be. Like, when my boss walks on a treadmill every day in his office, but like sometimes he walks too fast and he loses his balance because he's doing typing and stuff, and then he will lose his balance. But then I was like, he could, if you had track spikes, it would make it better. But it was actually like, well, that's not going to help you on a treadmill. Like, track spikes aren't going to help you on a treadmill. It's going to make it worse. Like, so in this phrase, it would be like, you know, you're running on a treadmill with track spikes. You're putting your effort into the wrong thing. Like, you're trying to make the wrong thing improve your situation. So you're putting your effort into it when that isn't going to help you. Like, put your effort into something else. Don't put your effort into track spikes. That's actually going to make your situation worse.
Okay. Not at all the direction I was expecting you to go, but that's okay.
Dude, I'm telling you, these are phrases that would just exist. Like, hey, don't run on a treadmill with track spikes, man.
Yeah. Okay, this is one that I created myself. Don't pour a gallon into a glass.
Okay, yeah. I like that one.
Because if you're trying to fill up a glass and you just keep pouring way more than can actually go into it, you only get what's the volume of the glass. You can't actually take more on than that. So in life,
don't say moron.
Dang it! I'm sorry.
You did.
Jeez.
Sorry. Excuse me.
In life, just don't put too much on your plate because you can only consume what's in front of you. So
yeah, I mean, you're pouring a whole gallon into a cup, it's gonna overflow, and then you're gonna lose out on all the rest.
Exactly.
That was really good.
Thanks.
That's a good one. How many am I at?
This is your final one.
Should I go with this one or my other one?
Go with
I'm gonna say,
this one, this, that, and the other.
I'm going to say, you know, hey, it'd be put your finger on the hose. So, put your finger on the hose, right? What happened when you put your finger on the hose as a kid? What happened? Don't pause me on... No! No! Don't turn this into a pause. Come on! That's not... No! Put your finger on the... Stop. Don't put one finger.
Point it down.
The thumb. You're a sick man.
Okay. I'll tell you that. No, don't say finger, say thumb.
Yeah, thumb, but you did your finger like this.
No, but you said put your finger on the hose. That's what sounded weird. Put your thumb on the hose.
Finger, or I would say, yeah, I guess it's thumb. Put your thumb on the hose. Man. Okay, thumb on the hose is when you could kind of direct it, but it would also like stream the... Okay. It would spray it out all over the place, and you could like direct
it. Why don't you use your other?
Stop! Your other one. Let me explain this because I'm gonna keep laughing. I hate you. Okay, thumb on the hose, and it sprays it, and it like omnidirectional, and it directs it, but it also like sprays it out. Okay. Oh. So, in this instance, it'd be like, you know, it's spreading it really thin, it's pushing it out really wide, and it's like. You know, don't put your finger on the hose, or you're putting your finger on the hose, where you're spreading everything out.
Oh, really don't put your finger on the hose.
Well, you can do it both ways. You say you can say you're putting your finger on the hose, or don't put your finger on the hose, or your thumb on the hose.
Okay.
You can say either one, because you're using it in the same context of spreading it thin or spreading everything out when it should be directed at one spot. Finger or thumb, fee-fi-fo-fum. That's all I gotta say.
Okay.
You suck. Can't believe you did that.
Oh man!
Always got to turn it. Okay, what's your last one?
So you can replace this with whatever you want to do or whatever you want to say, but it's if you ever feel like a failure, just go have pizza.
That's super practical, which I will give you props for because that's really practical.
Use it however you want, right? Replace pizza with. Golf, with cookies, with ice cream. Like, if you ever feel like a failure, just go do something that's comforting and makes you feel better.
Yeah.
Such as cinnamon twist ice cream.
How many do you have left?
I have two left.
You're just saving it.
I am savoring it, and I literally had, like, two bites. I have one and, like... 7/8 because
I planned it out that way.
A few bites.
I got you 6 so that the first couple I knew you would binge and you'd love it because it's so good and you missed it. And then you'd start to like be like, all right, I can slow down a little bit.
I did buy an oatmeal cream pie to curb my ice cream craving.
Wow.
And then I ate it like I ate oatmeal cream pie and then I ate cinnamon twist back to back and I was just like, oh, cinnamon twist is so much better.
So good. Still so good.
Oatmeal pie is amazing, but the cinnamon fantastic. Twist is my favorite ice cream.
It's addicting. It's addicting. Speaking of which, I actually really need to try the Creamy Creations HEB versions of all the different ice creams because they have some insane flavors. So I need to do some research
and find.
I need to find some that are worthy of trying because they've got some bananas ones. Not actual bananas, but like bananas. They're crazy.
Bananas Fosters. Why do you think us Australians only drink Fosters? No, we got loads of beer.
Back loads of beer.
Popping. Outrageous fun.
That is a diabolical video.
What? I was just checking my email, and this pop came up. I don't know why.
He's like pinning it back on the wall.
Man.
Anyway, good neighbor stuff. Okay, well, great.
Good neighbor stuff, man.
That's very unconventional draft, but also it's really fun to see phrases because I would love to use some of these phrases.
Yeah.
Hey, well, don't put your thumb on the hose, man.
I'm going to put my thumb on the hose, let me tell you.
Just don't let anyone else see.
Well, as long as you don't put your thumb on the hose, then I think you're probably going to be good.
It cuts out so hard with this new audio. Like, it's so abrupt. Just don't cut your...
I do have a little just mute button that I press, and it's fantastic. Yeah,
you're like, hey, you need to watch your... Oh, I can't do it right.
That's okay. That felt so bad. That's all right.
I couldn't click it fast enough.
Well, next time you're feeling like a failure, just remember, go eat up, and then you're good.
And then you'll be saved.
And then you'll be saved.
That worked so well.
Okay, Michael, here's what you're going to do. You're going to go and get your phone, and then you'll come back and you'll be saved.
Why is that so perfect? Wait, Michael, I'm missing the best part.
I'm missing the main part. Don't call us back.
That was really good.
Well, thank you for tuning in to another episode. Sorry for the delayed release and then the back-to-back release. Again, new software, we're working with it, but I think we're figuring it out. So, YouTube, I still need to get the login for
Oops.
So I'll find that. And also, let us know if you want us to create a Instagram for this, and also if you have any advice for the Jeffrey. So, very excited about your sign in the background.
Oh, the baby! Look at that little bear.
Little Bear, is that what you're naming the babes?
Sure.
Before we close, how close are you to figuring out baby name?
95%.
No way. Yep. What?
Little baby Lincoln.
Aw, cute.
She's going to be cute. We'll call her Linky.
Or Stinky Link.
Stinky Linky.
Or Sneaky Stinky Linky.
Or don't give us too many ideas.
Okay.
If we have another baby, we'll just use the left.
Are you going to tell me after the pod?
No. You will not be knowing. You knew all every other thing early on, so.
Well, early onset diabetes.
Yeah.
Share with your grandma. Share with your local diabetic. And Jeff, final word.
Hey, final word is try not to put your finger on the hose if you can't help it.
Lefty's out.